Ryanair is calling on the Department of Transport to convene an urgent meeting of the National Air Transport Facilitation Committee to discuss recent delays at security queues at Dublin Airport. Minister of State of the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, is also to meet management at the airport this afternoon to discuss the queues. Meanwhile, management and unions at the DAA have agreed measures to try to alleviate the situation. SIPTU's aviation sector organiser Niall Phillips is on the line now. Good afternoon, Niall Phillips, and thank you for taking our call. I suppose we should say, first of all, that there were delays and queues and perhaps even reports of people missing their flights this morning, but the latest we're hearing from the airport is that things have eased a little bit, have they?
Good afternoon, Brian. I'm hearing from our members this morning that queue times this morning were between 30 and 40 minutes, so things weren't as hectic this morning as they have been previously.
Right, but clearly there is a problem, and I think even the airport itself is warning that that long queues are in prospect now as we move towards the Easter holidays. What's happening from your point of view to try to alleviate this?
Well, look, at our airport security officers have been in significant engagement with local management over the past number of days in trying to address some of the issues that they would have in relation to, I suppose, the pressures that they are facing as security officers. Now, management have informed our members yesterday that they're putting in place a management task force. And that would be, I suppose, the use of non-frontline staff in operating front of house queue management, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We've also been informed that a number of our members from the security unit in Cork will be moved to Dublin to try and alleviate the pressures. Extra staff allocated to tray loading, and I think checking desks as well, Brian, are being opened a number of hours, 4 hours before flights instead of two. Now, we've also been assured that extra airport policing, and there'll be an extra airport policing guard presence around the airport at peak times to ensure there's some order in relation to how people are interacting with our security officers. Right.
Are they getting grief from some passengers?
Yes, there are. We've seen a marked increase over recent weeks in relation to unwelcome interactions from the public with our members. Now, that would be something that our members would have faced maybe on an ongoing basis, but not to the level they've been experiencing in recent weeks.
So people, I mean, understandably frustrated by the time they get to the top of the queue and the security check are taking it out, are they, on some of your staff?
They are indeed, Brian. And look, we've spoken previously, I suppose it's been well documented in the media that, you know, there has been a reduction of staff in the airport. And it has led to increased queue times. But there's also been in recent weeks, which puts extra pressure on our members in security, there also have been extra security measures introduced as well. So a percentage increase, for example, of swabbing of bags, maybe from what was 10% now up to almost 25%. So that's putting extra pressure in that area of the airport as well.
Well, now we're heading towards the Easter break. I think the schools will break up towards the end of next week. People will be hoping to travel in many cases. Are they going to be still facing significant delays, do you think?
I would imagine so. I mean, the airport themselves, the EA, have announced that they have, you know, recruited extra security officers, and they have. There's over 100 recruited, but only something like 15 to 20 of those have been fully trained at this moment in time, where others are still in the various stages of the training process. So I have no doubt that there will be delays, and I don't think there is a short-term fix to this, Brian. It could continue for a while yet.
Niall Phillips, SIPTU's aviation sector organiser, thanks for talking to us on the...
Thank you very much indeed.
..here on the News at One. Thank you.